let's roll again.
I've had pictures of all my uniforms, but sure, with the moves that I have made throughout the years, that's all I have left.
Oh my, it's the only one.
Only one.
Oh my.
I have a bigger one in my room that's on the wall, but yeah, don't see much more.
Well, someday, possibly when we're in a a safe environment and I'm not moving back and forth between rooms and buildings and things, maybe we'll see if we can't get that and scan it.
Oh.
So we can actually possibly have it be a part of the record, if that'd be
all right. Oh, yeah. That'd be fine.
Now, you were Korea, Vietnam, both?
Actually, I was peacetime.
Okay.
And I believe it was a Korean conflict.
Okay. And I have questions here that just going to kind of prompt me and keep me on track. But it's not my interview so much as it's your interview, and it's us capturing for the historical record stories that are irreplaceable.
Oh, sure.
And I have a son that served in the Army. He only did 4.5 years with the 10th Mountain.
Oh,
had
wonderful.
Had 2 all-expense-paid trips to Iraq and mercifully back safely. My oldest daughter, you know, when you go in anymore, they want you to recruit people.
Oh, sure.
So Tony came back to his old high school, and he was all buff. Yeah, take me up to North. I'm going to go places. I'll be like the Pied Piper of Hamlin. They'll just follow me. So I dropped him off, and he called me at noon. He said, "Dad, can you come pick me up?" Yeah. Pulled up in a Jeep, and he comes out and says, "Man, they couldn't care less." He couldn't get anybody. And then 2 days later, his little sister, or Andrea, says, "Hey, Dad, can I get a copy of my birth certificate?" "Yeah, sure." No, she said, "I need the one with the certified." I said,
"Yeah."
"Well, I'm going to do some contract work for the government." Her brother got her to enlist.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah, but she couldn't. She did all of basic and AIT.
Yeah.
And then she washed out because she couldn't run the 2 miles in less than 18 minutes.
Oh.
She came that close.
Oh, my God.
But it was an experience of a lifetime for her.
Yeah.
And her brother got the little ribbon because he managed to recruit somebody. Oh. They didn't care if it was his sister.
Sure.
So at any rate, it's a party. Very cool.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to take these kind of in order because otherwise I might miss something.
Sure.
It says to describe yourself. I don't know if that means now, if that means back then.
Well,
tell me about back then.
Well, I lived in Cicero, Illinois, suburb of Chicago, and went to school there, and I started in the medical field when I was 16 years old, and worked in the Oak Park Hospital.
Okay.
Outside of Irwin, until I enlisted in the Army.
When did you enlist?
1958, right after high school. My dad had been in the Army.
Really?
Career. He was a military policeman, and I think he had a lot to do with me going into service, because I was always so proud of him in his uniform and all that, and that was the reason. You know, I just kept on, like I say, 16 years old working in a hospital and doing a lot of work. You know, nowadays you have to be older, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And went right to it.
So, right from high school into the Army, your dad was career. What brought you to Cicero, Illinois? Did he serve there as well? Did he?
No, I just was born there.
Oh, okay.
And just was born there. My brother and I'm older than my brother.
Yeah.
And lived in the same house all the time we were there.
Yeah.
When I was in service, my folks moved to Wisconsin.
Really?
So when I got out, I was in Wisconsin. That's how I got started in Wisconsin.
Whereabouts in Wisconsin did they move to?
They moved to, Pell Lake, right outside of Lake Geneva.
Oh, sure. Okay.
They bought a motel, big motel, big house and whatever. And then I got a job in the hospital in Alcorn, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And working in that for quite a few years.
Yeah.
So I've always been in the medical field and enjoyed it so well, you know, and worked with the babies and in that part. go through it again and again. So I just enjoyed it.
So you went in 58. I was three.
You were three?
I was three. So everything you learned, needed to learn about being a nurse, you learned in the audience, also?
A lot of, yes, a lot of it. And when I got out, that's what I continued on working in the field, medical field, psychiatric hospitals. I've been worked in every kind of emergency room, delivered babies, and pretty much that was what I like to do, you know, be with people, and I just even now to enjoy it.
Tell me about growing up in Cicero. I'm somewhat familiar with the area. My brother went to college in River Forest.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and the first church he served at was in the Chicago suburbs, so
oh,
I spent
okay.
some time roaming around down there.
Well, Cicero was a smaller suburb, you know, and I went to school at the grammar school right in Cicero, but I'll be darned if I remember the name of the grammar school. I know the high school, Morton High School and Junior College, and Berwyn, and of course graduated in 58, and but I've been just in being with people, dealing with people all my life. You know, our family was like that.
What did your mom do?
My mom, she was a mother, you know. And but other than that, before that, my mother played the accordion and her dad played the violin, and they played in two different places. My family was musical. My dad had his own band, and he was a drummer. I just love music,
yeah.
You know, so every time, yeah, it's just something I really like to do.
Now, there was you and your brother. Did you play instruments as well?
Accordion.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I was in grammar school most of the time, but once I got into high school, I had to make sure I got my grades up, you know. But I still played.
Sure.
Every time anybody came in to visit us, I'd have to take out my accordion and play for them.
Yeah, my folks did the same thing.
Yeah.
People would come over and say, sit and
yeah.
play the piano.
Yeah.
Did your brother play an instrument too?
No. No, he never did.
Oh.
He never got in. He was in mechanics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He raced little cars and see what my dad and him would build these little race cars from when he was small and up and he would race. And right now he is a teacher in Orlando, Florida. He teaches mechanics. Yep. Teaches mechanics. And he goes every year they send him to different places where new things are coming out on the cars like they have.
Yes.
So he's got to make sure, you know, he can teach his students. And he's been doing that for the longest time. So he can see the difference.
Yeah.
Right.
So tell me about basic training. Where did you have basic home?
Fort McCallum, Alabama.
All right.
Oh, Alabama.
Did you have to learn how to speak Southern together?
Y'all, that's all. But it's beautiful. Anniston, Alabama was the town.
Right.
And we had basic with the guys. And it was fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. The first thing I remembered when I got to Fort McCallum was I had to put everything down on the bed and go scrub the back stairs. That's the very first thing we did. miss a lot of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
The regimentation and all that?
Yeah, absolutely.
What did you do for recreation? What did you do for fun while you were in Basin? What was that?
Well, they had a USO where they had shows or music or whatever, which was right across from the Wax Barracks. So, and I went to town with the girls. But that was about it, you know, and then we concentrated on our work. And I worked for one of the barracks. They, you know, each section that you worked for, well, our barracks was a pretty tough barracks. We had a sergeant that would, you do what you're supposed to, you know, and you better. But that was good. That's good teaching. And you always remember that. And there was one experience that I will never, ever, ever forget when I worked on the barracks. And I was working the night shift at this time. And of course, you know, you go every hour and check on everybody, how they're sleeping or something's going on.
Yeah.
And I happened to be going on the hall. One room, I don't know what, maybe go to that one first. And I opened the door, and the man was almost hanging. I caught him. Thank God, I will never ever forget that. I caught him, saved his life. God was looking after him.
They actually had you doing nursing type duties and responsibilities. It sounds like you were doing rounds every hour and working shift.
Yeah, I was at Fort Ord. Yeah.
How long were you in Basic?
Basic from September to December. September, October, November. Yeah. Are you sure that's?
And by then, they thought you were pretty well fully qualified to go out and be a nurse in the field. Or wherever you would be.
Yeah.
Any other memorable episodes from the time at Fort Ord and Basic, besides the one you just shared, which is just
we had our medical training. We also had those with our soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, in classes we could give each other shots and all the other things that
any stories stick out from that, or you'd rather not share it?
No, it was so very good training. Very professional. Mm-hmm. Of course, even in medical training, you have marched everywhere.
Yeah.
I still, you know, it don't leave yet.
Yeah.
Even up on the floor, we could hear stories. And the only thing, when I got discharged, the only thing that I could take home were my combat boots. They didn't give me any of my uniforms.
Just
at
your boots?
That time. Just my boots and my ditty bag.
Okay, yeah.
That little bag, you know.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. And my mom used my boots to work in the garden.
So they had a nice post-military life as well. You still have them?
No.
What an asshole.
I wish I did.
Oh.
And a few more things.
Yeah. So tell me about your first duty station, your first assignment after Basic. Where'd you go?
Fort Ord, California. Monterey.
Okay.
Yeah. Went there and started right in and wore these uniforms that were so stiff so proud, wear a uniform. Also had a chance, and in the iron lung was still in that, you know, so I got a chance to take care of some of our soldiers in the iron lung. And I was just, we had in our activity just last week about when they had polio and influenza, and they were showing the iron lung and all that stuff, and that, of course, rang a bell. Very nice.
How long were you there?
In California?
Yes.
Oh gosh. Almost a year. I had gotten married to a sergeant that was ready to be discharged. It was the worst thing I ever did. Because we got, after we got back, you know, where he lived, found out what he was really like, we got hit in the hole. Otherwise, I would have been in it for, you know, 20 years or more.
So, tell me a little bit more about work. What was your first impression when you got out to California? Was it your first time out there?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
Yeah, beautiful. Monterey Bay, the ocean, it was so gorgeous. I had a lot of times that I ride in the ambulances with some of our patients that we had to transfer from Fort Ord to San Francisco Hospital, Veterans Hospital, and it was a nice trip, you know. I enjoyed it. I got to see a lot of the state, you know, otherwise I wouldn't have been there. Yeah. But it was beautiful. And as I understand, Fort Ord is not running as a Fort Ord anymore.
I'm not certain. I think I might have been.
I've heard
close
that.
That was closed.
Yeah, I think so. That was a big one. Yeah. Nice.
So tell me about your duties while you were there in terms of. Did you strictly work in a hospital?
Work
with physicians
in,
as well?
In this one barracks, the same one all the time I was there. And we had a really good instructor and taught us a lot. But most of our duties were taking care of our soldiers,
yes.
Even women. I had, this is a funny story, a woman, and she was usually pretty quiet, and she had a drinking problem, but we, you know, kept an eye on her, and she was, you know, a very nice person. You talked to her, and one afternoon, she decided to go out the side door, and so one of my comrades and I had to chase after her. We got her back.
Yeah.
We got her back. Of course, then we had to send her somewhere else where she'd be more supervised. But there's so many stories. Gosh, I should have wrote a book. Every story is just so different. But I liked everybody that I worked with.
Anybody stand out as being particularly memorable?
Yeah. The first woman. The one when we first got to Anniston, Alabama.
Yes.
The sergeant that taught us everything that we needed to know.
Yeah.
And the gal that just couldn't, you know, handle it. And I think that might have to do with their, how they were brought up, you know, and how your mom and dad taught you things to do and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Any other assignments or duty stations besides basic and then court order? Was that, the entire, entire career opposed to vocations?
Yeah, Alabama and Fort Sam Houston and order.
What about Fort Sam Houston?
Well, that's where we, you know, did the medical training with the guys.
Yes.
And big, beautiful hospital there.
Yeah.
And we still had, went to school, but we still had time to, you know, do things.
Sure.
Beautiful down in Fort Sam Houston with that, you know, that rib, what they call it. The canal?
The Riverwalk.
The Riverwalk.
Yes.
Yeah. That was beautiful. Just beautiful. It's a lot of pictures.
It still is.
Yeah. And in there.
We're going this fall for a Bonhoeffer evening with my, we refer to him as my uncle. He's my baptism sponsor. My mom were cousins.
Sure.
He's 91.
Oh.
So when they have bomb group reunions, we drive.
Oh, nice.
And this year, the reunions will be in San Antonio and the other ones.
Oh.
But yeah, I've been there often. It's very good church.
It's so beautiful down there, yeah.
Sounds like that was one of your favorite places to visit.
Yeah. It was. It rained. It seemed like when we were there and in Reveille, it was always raining early in the morning. Like,
yeah.
It seemed like it was. But the rest of the day seemed okay. But if I remember right, it was rain.
And that's where you did your medical training?
Yeah.
Most of it?
Most of it, yeah.
Any instructors stand out there or any significant experiences that really stand out?
Yeah, pretty much stood out. I was learning a whole lot from them, and you know, you don't forget the people and how they trained you.
Yeah.
It might have been a little rough, but they got the point across.
Sure.
And you wanted to be a good nurse, or they made sure that we were good people.
Was the training specialized at all in terms of when you think of nursing anymore today? There's so many different specializations, even just in terms of infant care.
Yeah.
There's this whole array of different specialties.
Yeah.
Was training like that?
No, it was just mainly we would take care of our soldiers, just like we would in a regular hospital.
Yes.
We never did. I never did the, any work in OB or surgery or whatever. It was mainly taking care of our soldiers.
Yes. Any other things stand out from scenic San Antonio besides the Riverwalk and great medical training?
One of my fellows had lived across from me in Cicero. He was in the Army too, and apparently he got the address where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And happened to show up one day.
I'll be darned.
I was so shocked. So we had a nice time. It's been a couple days. He was still in service too.
Sure.
So we had a nice time by the water. And, yeah.
Even though you didn't see combat per se, you saw a lot of what combat did.
Yeah.
How did you make it through all that?
Downstairs, and I like dealing with people, making them feel good as much as I can, and I was just there for them, and that's
converted back to the American.
Pastor Dwayne is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
He sure thinks highly of you.
Oh.
I like the way you play. Yeah.
Well,
that just,
so much.
Gosh, makes my heart, you know, that you're really into what you do.
I'm blessed to be able to use that gift here.
Yeah. And I'm glad you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're here doing it right.
We enjoy it. We really do. I never served myself. And I could always take myself and I'll do this. Way back when I was in high school, one of the first radio interviews I did was with the local Army recruiter. This is at the end of Vietnam.
Yeah.
When the Army went from being drafted to being all volunteer.
Yeah.
So that was a big deal. So we went and interviewed the local recruiter. And of course, they had all kinds of incentives to join. And I went back and said to my folks, I think I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, they'll whip me into shape. They'll do stuff for me that I can't get here, and they'll pay for my education. And give me a pile of money. My folks just said, no, no, no.
They said no?
They said no.
Did you definitely want it?
Absolutely. But you know what? Like my physician says, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Now I have a way to serve veterans here.
Right.
In a way that I probably wouldn't be able to had I been a veteran at this point.
Yeah, right.
Because I have a different perspective. So, how did being in the military change your perspective?
As far as
anything? Were you different coming out than you were going in?
Yeah, I think I was different as far as in taking care of these soldiers and just taking care of the people. It just made me want to do more. I had been in every, when I got out, in every field that you could want to be because of the fact that I take care of people in the service and just continue doing
it. What I gotta believe that at the time that you served in the locations you served, you were probably the ultimate general practitioner when you came to nursing in terms of seeing everything dealing with all different kinds of issues.
Yeah. I think I've seen just about everything as delivering babies. I like the psychiatric part of doing taking care of people. Altogether a different type of nursing person. I mean, you work one-to-one. It's different. But I liked it too.
On that subject, and I mentioned my son had spent 4.5 years and had 2 all-expense-paid trips to Iraq. And I got to know his buddies because I'd go out and hang with them on a fourth call on the order.
Uh-huh.
Stateside. Uh-huh. They always took real good care of Mr. L when he came out to the door. And there's a fair amount, there's a lot of PTSD and psychological and mental health issues that are emerging now. And I guess my question, Sally, is we know so much more about this stuff now than we did then. Did you see a lot of that back then in terms of the mental and psychological issues? Did we just not call it the same thing?
Yeah, I don't think we did at that time.
Yeah.
Not like what's coming back now.
Sure.
Our soldiers, what they've been through all these years, it wasn't quite so bad, you know, at the time I was in.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was, you know, issues.
Yeah.
But like you say, our soldiers, in which could do much more for them, kind of working and housing. I just pray for those soldiers all the time.
Yeah. Well,
I can't be more proud of them.
Yeah.
Really.
Tell me about your average day. Tell me about your average day at Fort Sam Houston when you were learning how to be a nurse. I knew that was kind of a bad question. As soon as I said that, that wasn't real good.
Of course, you didn't have too much play as far as doing things once you're in medical. You know, you're always busy doing that.
Sure.
One average day, one of the gal that was supposed to take us back to the barracks had March, no doubt about it, in March.
Yeah.
You know, with guys too.
Yep.
She never showed up, so one of the gals took it upon herself to get us back to our barracks by marching. We did.
Uh-huh.
You know, once you do it once, time, you know, and then it just... We have on our ward, Dean, he's been in the service, been here, you know. I just love the stories he tells.
Really?
Yeah, so interesting. You know him?
I don't.
CNA, I'm four.
All right.
Super guy.
Yeah.
Super guy. And he's always got some stories.
Yeah.
And medals and all kinds of different things.
Sure.
And he tells everybody, you know, it's interesting to listen to him.
Yeah.
And I talk to him about comparing my stories too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, besides marching home when your bride didn't show up, anything else stand out from your time at Fort Sam Houston or San Antonio? Off-post episodes or escapades? Or?
No.
No?
I was a good girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't going there.
No, we just enjoyed ourselves, you know.
Any pranksters or clownsters or jokesters amongst your ranks?
No.
The medical business, you know,
not too many.
No.
We had fun.
Yeah.
But we had fun. Yeah, but nothing serious or...
Your fun was in working.
Yeah.
Drew your energy.
Right. Exactly.
Tell me about food.
I don't think the food was bad.
Really?
Of course, SOS, don't you hear about that all the time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not the first time those guys have heard it.
Of course, we have it here every Friday. No, Sunday.
Is it Sundays?
Yeah. But it ain't too bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't do that. While I was in basic training, I only had to pull KP once.
Is that right?
Yeah. The rest of the time, you police the areas, you know, walk around and all that stuff. Just once.
Hmm.
That was... That wasn't bad.
Did you have to do KP for penance? Did you do something? Or they
said... The only one thing that happened that I had to, me and this other girl,
yeah.
We were marching.
Mm-hmm.
And getting ready for Sunday, and the gal behind me, I can't remember her name though, she kept stepping on my heel, you know, and grabbing, you know, and I kept going, and I didn't want to say nothing, but I know. And all of a sudden I said, stop it. Everybody helped, you know. Her and I had to police the area.
Oh.
The next couple days, that was it.
That was it.
I shut my mouth after that. But it didn't generally happen.
Yeah.
All the girls were professional.
Mm-hmm.
After we got through, you know, with the marching and all the other stuff, we were all pretty professional and proud of it.
Yeah. I assume you got leave just like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you come home on leave at all? What kind of stories, what kind of things, any special treatment?
Well, I came home. For Christmas, you know,
sure.
And had a Christmas and went back again, flew back to Fort Sam Houston. And then one other time I had to leave. My uncle had passed away. He was living in the house. Kind of helps. I looked up to him too.
Yeah.
He was a policeman. He had passed away. But then they sold the house, and that's when they moved to Wisconsin. That was the last time I seen the house.
Yeah.
And I think about it a lot.
Yeah.
I think about it a lot.
What
it was such.
What did you think about the house?
It was just a warm house. I would sit in the kitchen. We had the wood. They would, you know, the wood burning stoves. And I would sit in front of the stove, just warming up. And we had one of those coffee makers that you could see. blocks away from Miller's. Yeah, my husband and I managed that property for the longest time.
Is that right?
And we, that came, that was in the paper. They know that there were three other veterans along with me, and so they made it, you know. And then after that, we were always given a plaque for serving, thanks for serving, you know, very, Tommy Thompson signed the one that I remember.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How about that?
I've got it upstairs.
You know, we may stop at the volunteer office on the way back and just make copies of these if we may.
Yeah, sure.
I don't mind where that is in Verona.
Yeah, we were there a long time. We, it's just, isn't that amazing? You know where Verona is?
Yeah, I spent 10 of the best years of my life in Madison.
Did you?
It's called my undergrad career. Oh, yeah, I went to school a long time. I ended up living there for a while. Yeah, I know right where Verona is.
So then you did know Sugar Creek Apartments.
I was selling insurance back in the late 70s. I took care of a lot of policy holders around Verona. I worked for a company that was based in Madison.
Yeah.
Called National Mutual Benefit.
Oh, okay.
Which is a bad name because it wasn't national. They were only in six states. It wasn't a mutual. It was a fraternal. It was marginal benefits. But I had a lot of orphan policy holders that hadn't been seen for years that lived down in that part of the state, you know, Verona and the point southwest of there and south.
So a cute little town.
It is.
Yeah.
It's grown a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of new stuff down there.
Yeah.
As that
I haven't been there.
Is.
Oh,
that's stunning.
Yeah, I bet. Our place was so pretty.
So you did nursing and then you managed apartments. What else did you do after you got out?
Had fun here and there, raised my kids and so forth, and just stuck with, I had to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, I'd take some time off to be, you know, with the kids, but I always either ended up managing property, and at one time, I moved to Colorado.
Is that right? When did you do that?
Oh, gosh. Years ago. Can't remember the right time.
Yeah.
But that's where I first got into my husband and I managing the properties in Colorado. We managed one big property at first, and several of them down by the foothills.
Yeah.
And that
where close were you?
Well, the first place was in outside of Denver near not Aurora, but Littleton.
Okay.
Yeah. Chapel Linwood was the first property that we managed for this company. And we manned that for about 4 years. And then they transferred us to another property to get that one straightened out. And we seemed to, I think, we did a good job getting things together.
Yeah.
The one job that was challenging was in Parker, Colorado, outside of, as you're going, Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there happened to be a fire in the Parker complex that was there, and we were working still in Denver, and there was a fire, and the husband of the manager started it.
Oh.
And the wife got killed. So before a few days come up, we were already there trying to keep things together. So we started with a whole new group of people and tried to, you know, comfort them and say, we're here for you now. Anything going, you know, let us know. And we did. By golly, it was Victorian Village. And we shaped. The roofs were shaped, you know, like Victorian, you know.
Yeah.
That was a great place. So, little town.
It sounds like you did very well. It sounds like you've done very well with everything.
Well, I tried. We tried. It's just something I like to do.
Yeah. To what extent or to what degree do you attribute your ability to do all these different things so well? To what extent do you attribute that to your military experience?
dealing with people after I'm in nursing, and when it's still dealing with people.
Yeah.
So it's always been my thing.
And when you went out to Colorado, you did the apartment management, and did you also do nursing while you were out there too? Or did you step away from
No, I stepped away. Kind of took care of, you know, you're always watching out for your people that you have in your complex and doing things for them, helping them out. It's just something. This is one story. When we were in Chatholin with there, it was a big property, had party room, pool room, and all that. I happened to run into Gary Coleman.
Okay.
That little guy?
Yeah.
He had a girlfriend that lived in our complex.
Okay.
So I got to be good friends with him. And we all did, all the people there. And
sure.
We gave him his 21st birthday in our party room.
I'll be there.
And he was something else, came out right. He was the one. He had a big, beautiful house, not too far from our complex, but he would once in a while come in with this here. He was in trains, and he'd have an engineer, captain, you know, he'd come in with that once in a while when he was visiting her. Oh, yeah, he was something else.
Any further involvement with the military after you were discharged in terms of veterans organizations or SROs or stuff like that?
No.
No. Pretty much just stepped away from it and
got
the civilian life.
Got myself going. Never forgot all my experiences. Yeah.
You did a whole book there. And I gotta believe there are other stories in there that I should have asked you about, but I didn't ask the right question to get the right story.
Well, the one I gave. Oh. You want that?
Well, we'll make a copy of this one.
Oh, okay. No, these are some. Okay. This is what I was thinking. I was writing down things that I might have not remembered.
Yep.
And at the time I served in the Army, I will always remember the great times in basic training, medical training, and finally working in a hospital at Fort Ord, taking care of our veterans. Very rewarding to me, even as we speak. I am very proud to be a veteran. I still consider myself a veteran. Satisfaction of helping our veterans and also serving the life, saving the life of one. That's something I'll never forget.
Did you keep in touch with him after that?
No. No way.
I had to ask.
Oh, sure.
Sure. Anybody from your military life that you still are in contact with? Or still
I wish it was. We found all in, you know, our ways. I used to have a big album we got when we were in basic training, and I was in several pictures. One was in rifle training, and I was in that picture and several others in there. I lost that too. That got lost. So many things.
So, but this and the photograph you showed me, that's bad.
Yes.
Wow. We're going to want to make sure we can.
And those uniforms that are in our museum, that, you know, we wore khaki at the time.
Yes.
So I go down and look at them too.
Now, again, you didn't actually serve in conflict, but you saw a lot of what conflict does to us, does to our fellow man. What
right.
So your first night away from home without mom and dad was to basic training.
Yeah.
Holy crow.
Took a train.
Yeah.
Enjoyed the train ride.
Generation necessarily, but part of the greatest cross-section of our society and culture, I think. So just kind of on final approach here, for folks that will listen to this tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, next decade, next century, what would you like to share with them about your military experience, either in general or specific?
I would do it over. Would not be a time that I wouldn't. It's always up here for my people. For my people. I would do it again. I have never been so proud in my whole life. And so.
One last question, and then that's not true. One question that's here that I have one more. Why was it important for you to agree to do this with me?
I thought it'd be interesting. I was looking forward to it. And knowing you, I think you're a very fine person. You and your wife, and I would do it. Yes. And then I'd learn something. I didn't know what to expect, but I enjoyed this. I mean, it brought out some things, you know.
Well, now you can share with your colleagues
up
in Olson Hall about, we will be doing this a lot because we want to make sure we get these stories on the
web. Oh, sure.
So are there any stories that you should have told me that I didn't ask the right question?